Searching for John Landis. Searching for Bobby Fischer. Now we got Searching for John Landis.
You know, I think there's actually a movie here. In radio stations whose guests haven't shown up and watching the different announcers vamp and see what they do to try to fill in when the guest is not aware.
Well, wait a minute. Now, let's see. This is Filler Man who's on the air right now. Hello, Filler Man.
Filler Man. Good evening, Nick DiGilio. I am Filler Man.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, Filler Man. Now, as you've noticed, your job is to fill dead air.
Exactly.
Right.
That's my job. I do it for radio people all across the country, and I heard you had a little problem there.
We're trying to track down legendary comedic director John Landis, who had promised to be on my show tonight, and apparently is running around L.A. somewhere with his voicemail on.
Calm down, Nick. Take a deep breath. I'm here to help. I'm Filler Man.
All right, Filler Man. Well, what did you eat today, Filler Man?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I had a beef Italian sub with extra hot peppers. You can't go wrong with hot peppers. You got to keep the spice in the life.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right.
Interesting talk. It would help fill your show.
Oh, all right. You did
the enemy is dead air, and I've got the weapons, Nick.
And you are
Let's fight it together.
You are the Filler Man.
I am Filler Man.
Do you have any of that cheesy network time killer music?
No, I don't have that. Wait, here's what I got, though.
Maybe the old Garfield Goose theme or something?
Yeah, hold on. Here.
Nick's got some of that kicking around down there.
I got something here. Hold on. I got something to fill the dead air.
Okay.
Fill it up.
Yeah. That's your job, isn't it, Filler Man? Shouldn't you be talking here for a second?
If 3 seconds go by without talking, I immediately pipe up.
Okay. All well, right. Now we're ready. Here we go.
We love you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is John Landis's fault.
Now that's the way you fill up dead air.
Yeah. This is you blame this on John Landis. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
They got a pepper bar.
That was John Landis's fault. You have no one to blame, folks, but John
Filler
Landis.
Man.
And there's Filler Man. Let's be quiet for 3 seconds and see what happens.
Never a dull moment on the Nick DiGilio. He's now going to be quiet and see what Filler Man says. Oh, there he is.
Oh, man.
You got Filler Man.
I know.
When you don't have a Gary Lee Wright to help you out,
yeah.
Here comes Filler Man.
Now, did you happen to hear what happened last night on the show there, Filler Man?
I think you believe you had some technical difficulties.
We had some major technical difficulties last night. The phones weren't working. One of our guests was going to join us via phone, like John Landis was supposed to. And we couldn't get him on the phone. And the phones weren't working. We had no phones. And, you know, this is a talk radio station where it's very important and essential to have listeners call in and talk to you. It's the best part, actually, of having a radio show.
That's right. There are no pictures, only talking.
That's right, Filler Man. Very good. Way to fill. And,
exactly.
And last night we did the first hour and 15 minutes of the show, not one phone call. Not that they weren't trying to call in. They were. But we couldn't get him on the air.
I believe, actually, I tried to call, but couldn't get through.
You couldn't get through. Not even Filler Man. Not even the one and only Filler Man with his cape and the big F on his chest could get through.
Not even the all-powerful Filler Man could get through.
The all-powerful Filler Man, whose job it is to fill dead air. Not even he could get through last night. That's how hard it was, Filler Man. It was like the phone lines were filled with kryptonite.
I'll tell you.
Go ahead, Filler Man.
Hold on a second. I'm thinking I'm cooking up some good material.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now, you're supposed to be doing this off the cuff. Here, listen.
Message marked urgent.
Oh, no.
We like McGee's.
See, this is John Landis' fault.
Because he's good to us.
If John Landis was not out,
like
you'd be listening to him talk right now about the Blues Brothers. Instead,
I believe John Landis is actually the one who approved that commercial.
Yes, he is. Yeah, there you go. All right, so that's it there. All right, hey, Filler Man?
Yes.
I'm actually gonna cut you loose from your job.
This is Filler Man signing off on the Nick D Show. Filler Man!
Thank you, Filler Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, Filler Man.
I used to work at a radio station where we'd go an hour and a half without any phone calls, but that was just because no one was listening.
That happens sometimes. I have about 6 listeners, but they call all the time. That's how it works. Oh, I see one of the private lines is lighting up.
Uh-oh.
This could be it. Why don't we take a break? Okay. We may have John Landis on the phone right after we take this break on WGN. We will be right. Thank you, Filler Man. You saved the day. We will return. It's Nick at Night. Of course it is. What other show would be like this on WGN 122? We'll be right back.